This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. While U.S. President Donald Trump recovers from COVID-19 in a military hospital, his vice president, Mike Pence, is in the spotlight as the person who may be the face of the administration and the Trump campaign. Although the president says he's anxious to get back to campaigning, for now, Pence will take the leading role in the final stretch before the November 3rd election. The spotlight on Pence will be especially bright Wednesday. Senator Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after Biden spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump. Biden has had two negative tests Friday as well. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his handling of the coronavirus pandemic despite weeks of rising infections. But he warned the country faces a, quote, bumpy winter ahead. Britain was Europe's highest coronavirus death toll, and Johnson's conservative government is facing criticism from all sides. Opponents say tougher social restrictions are needed to suppress a second pandemic wave already sweeping the country, but many in Johnson's party argue restrictions must be eased to save the battered economy. The fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over Nagorno-Karabakh spilled over the disputed region's border Sunday. An aide to Azerbaijan's president said Armenian forces shelled Azerbaijan's second-largest city of Ganja with heavy artillery and rockets, killing one person and injuring 32 others. His claims were denied by Armenian defense forces, but the leader of the contested Nagorno-Karabakh said in a Facebook post his forces targeted military objects in Ganja before he ordered them to stop to avoid killing civilians.